It's been good. I've liked it a lot more. I kind of know what to expect now. You know, my first training camp. Training camp's still hard, but it was really good this training camp so far. And I know we got still two preseason games, but I just know where I'm at. I know how long the season's going to be. I know how my body feels right now and how I needed to feel for the season. So it's been a good start.
Where do you think the offense is? Is it and will we get a clearer look at it, do you think, on Saturday night than what we've seen in the first two?
Yeah, I think so. I think the first two, we maybe did one meeting on the other team, if anything. Uh-huh. You know, so we didn't really talk about them much at all. And now we're kind of putting a little game plan. You know, Flip finally was able to, you know, pick certain plays that we wanted to focus on and bring into this game. So this should be a good example of what we have in and, you know, for this week, you know. And it's going to be a good test. They have a good front. You know, Gerald McCoy is one of the best players in the league at his position. And the rest of their defense, you know, Levante David runs the ball better than any linebacker we've probably seen on tape. So they have a good D, and it's going to be a good test for O-line. But I think we're getting there. You know, I think Josh has a good command of what Flip wants and the protection and the scheme. And it's starting to come together.
Running the ball is something that you guys want to be a staple. And throughout camp, you've just had kind of to mix and match because of injuries. Has that been a setback for you guys, or do you think that now that it seems you've got the full complement of guys, you're going to be able to hit the ground running starting Sunday night or Saturday night?
Yeah, I don't think it's a setback. I think you know, it's good for Cam to work at left tackle and right guard. It's good for Andrew McDonald to get some reps in there. It's good for John to play center. I mean, as we know, last year we lost a guy, and it kind of threw our line off for a few weeks. So I think this camp it's been good to kind of mix and match a little bit and have some different things in there. And we still have, I mean, 2.5 weeks right now until the opener. So we're getting a lot more reps, and we've kind of been together now. You know, Joe practiced today, and we had five guys in there kind of working. And Saturday should be good. You know, Buffalo had a good front. I thought did some good things, though, in the run game against Buffalo. I mean, if you watch the tape, there are some good blocks, some good things. They had some safeties unblocked and things like that. But overall, we did pretty well. Not as good as we want to be, but it's coming together. You know, we have two more preseason games, a lot more practices, and Saturday should be a good test, though.
Are you guys how much of the zone blocking scheme and the things that Kyle Shanahan implemented last year are you guys using this year? And if you're shifting around some from that a little bit, is there a transition period going on at all?
I would say it's pretty similar. I was fine between pretty and very there. So I wasn't, you know, we do a lot of the same plays, same ideas, you know, same footwork, same concepts, at least for the O-line, because we have Coach Mueller still, and he's kind of running the same schemes that we had last year. But we are throwing in some more gap scheme blocks, you know, some more things you see teams like, you know, the Raiders or something like that, bigger alignment to do. But and it takes time, but we ran a decent amount of that stuff last year. Obviously, outside zone, inside zone is our bread and butter, but I think we're just throwing in some change-ups in there. So when we, you know, a team, you know, like we played Jacksonville last year, and they did a really good job shutting us down in that game. But maybe if we had some more gap schemes or something like that, it could open it up for us. And it takes a while, you know. I mean, I feel like I'm improved in the zone scheme from last year. And now the gap scheme, I'm trying to catch up a little bit and make sure that that's up there with the zone scheme. So call whatever you want.
So do you think that everybody's kind of going through that, you know, just kind of getting your mojo down, all five of you together?
Yeah. It's anytime. I mean, you don't have – in the off season, we don't have as much practices, you know, as they had before. So now we're just kind of working and gelling. And luckily it's a long training camp, you know, 6 weeks. So we have a few more weeks, like I said earlier, and I think we'll be ready to go.
And last year you guys ran the ball so well out the gate. I mean, can you get back to where you were doing that last year or in the season?
Yeah, I think so. I think you know, it's not gonna, you know, you have these preseason games, you have these practices, and you're going against the defense every day, so some days they get the better of you. But once you actually get into game mode where you haven't played against a team, you've game planned them for a whole week, you have that chance to run the plays that you want to run in the game, you know, because right now we're kind of throwing in every play. We want to see every play, which play is going to work for us and stuff like that. And now we have the plays that are going to work. And I really do. I think we have a good offensive line. I think we have good running backs. I think the tight ends are doing well. I think Josh knows what he's doing. I think the whole offense is really, really starting to come together.
Joel, obviously 90 guys on the roster. And what's your reaction when Mike Pettine picks one guy to be the breakout player and he says your name?
That's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know. It gives some love to the O-line, you know, offensive guard. But it's really an honor. I mean, he's – you know, we came in basically, he's the head coach. They drafted me, And I've just tried to prove them right since they've drafted me. You know, they drafted me in the second round. Some people are like, oh, who's this kid from Nevada? And I'm like, I want to play here, you know, and I want to prove that. And you know, my goal's been to prove them right, and that's going to be my goal with this, you know, just keep getting better and play to the best of my abilities.
Joel, you've been tutoring Cam Irving a little bit since he's probably not going to be a starter. Is there anything that you say to him, or what kind of?
I think he knows. I think, especially O-line, I mean, the sixth man on the O-line is got to be ready to play any second. I mean, one guy goes down, you're in. You know, one thing happens. And I think he understands that. I think he's came into it, and we've talked, and he knows that we had a good O-line. You know, we've had a good O-line here, and he knows that it takes work, you know, to start and stuff. And he appreciates that. And I think he's ready to come in, though. If any position really goes down, he can come in and step in and be an asset. And I think he's kind of accepted that, but he's really working hard, too. He's still fighting, you know, to try and win a starting spot, I think.
Joel, how comfortable are you with McCown leading the offense?
I like him a lot, man. He's I've said this before, but he's a lot older than me, you know. He plays he just has a young energy about him, and he really knows what he's doing, you know. He's kind of on the same page as the O-line. And in the protection world, he has to be on the same page, or he doesn't know where maybe the free man's running, because you can't always pick up every guy. But he has the protection that's really keyed in, and he gets along with us, man. He's just a good guy, and he's all about the team. He's all about what's best for the team. He's a great locker room guy. He's a great guy in the room for Johnny and Connor and Thad. And he's just been everywhere, you know. Anything you could think of as a football player scenario-wise, I'm pretty sure he's been a part of. And he just kind of brings that leadership to the field. And honestly, it's an honor to play with him. I've enjoyed it, and I love that he's our quarterback.
Do you give him a hard time about being older than you?
Yeah, sometimes. Not on purpose. Sometimes I ask him a few, like, questions. I'm like, or he'll say something. You know, he's a dog that's 17. I'm 23. Like, that's close in age, you know what I mean? Like, I think the other day I asked him, like, man, you're kind of old. Like, did you ever think about, you know, like, stop playing or something? You know, just, like, joking with him. And I'm like, I probably didn't say that right. You know, I called him old and things like that. But he understands where I'm coming from, I think.
Hey, Joel, did you room with Johnny this year again?
Oh, I didn't.
You didn't? Okay.
Yeah.
Have you talked to him about the elbow? Is it getting him down, the fact that he is missing time?
I don't think he's down on it. You know, I haven't really discussed with him too much. But I think it's just part of camp. You know, he's a little beat up. I'm not even sure what's going on. But I think he'll be ready once we start playing ball.
Anything else, Beth?
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.